Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tonight in Denver, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama square off for their first of three face-to-face matchups. We began this week with the conventional wisdom that debates don't sway an election. Today, the thinking that they do. Kennedy over a perspiring Nixon, Carter over Ford in 76, after Ford said to poll in shock that there was no Soviet domination of Europe. Most historians say Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter in 1980 after just one debate that showed Reagan to be not as scary as people thought. While Al Gore sighed through his debate with George W. Bush, losing support, if not the election. So what might happen tonight? Glenn Thrush is senior White House reporter for Politico. His article today is five things to look for in tonight's debate. And Glenn, you say, number one, look to see, can Romney win in the first half hour? Why?
Well, I think it is really important for Romney, who has had a, I would say, horrendous 2 months, really, since the beginning of the summer. Since the middle of the summer, to really establish himself as Barack Obama's equal and somebody who can figure out a way to challenge Obama on his record, which is really the core of his candidacy, while seeming likable, because that's the big challenge Romney faces right now. He kind of has to do two things at once in this debate: attack, yet appear genial. I heard an analyst this morning describe it as Fred Rogers with a knife in his sweater vest.
Well, you agree with observers like James Fallows, who writes in The Atlantic, that Romney is a good debater until he's surprised. And you write, the fact that Romney has laid out a few policy statements just 48 hours before the debate suggests he knows that tough questions are coming and doesn't want to be surprised. So let's go over those. Romney said that the children of illegal immigrants granted visas under President Obama's recent order would be allowed to keep those visas in a Romney administration. And Romney also responded to a question about how he'd pay for his tax plan. Now, he was asked, you know, what one deduction would you get rid of? Instead, he talked about capping deductions at somewhere around $17,000 and making your way in sort of a bucket of deductions up to that. Let's listen.
You can use your charitable deduction or your home mortgage deduction or others, a health care deduction, and you can fill that bucket, if you will, the $17,000 bucket.
Glenn, you think he'll be asked about that tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty remarkable that in the past 48 hours we've gotten a finer point of policy specificity out of Romney than we seem to have gotten in the weeks leading up to the debate. I think that's really important. And I think it also reflects their feeling on the Romney side that Obama's approach is going to be to challenge Romney on specifics. I think that is going to be a big part of this debate. Obama's going to try to turn himself into a second moderator, asking Romney questions. And it's notable that kind of slipped in over the transom on
right.
This proposal by Romney is the fact that the deductions would be less for wealthy people. That's a direct response to the Obama campaign's very effective charge that Romney is out of touch with the middle class.
Well, analysts are furiously doing the math on that statement, and that will surely come up tonight. But your number two is, how hard can Obama attack, especially since we're wondering, will he have to start on the defensive because of recent remarks that some, like your colleague Mike Allen, are saying have broken in Romney's favor? There was Vice President Joe Biden's statement about the middle class being buried for the past 4 years. He quickly said he meant buried by policies that Paul Ryan supported. But then there was that 2007 videotape that's resurfaced. It shows President Obama addressing black clergy in 2007. Let's listen to a little of that.
He's a friend and a great leader, not just in Chicago, but all across the country. So please, everybody, give an extraordinary welcome to my pastor, Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., friend of the United Church of Christ.
Glenn Thrush, that speech was widely seen at the time, widely reported on. The mainstream media isn't picking it up this time around, but people on the right, like Sean Hannity, are saying it's a bombshell. Your thoughts?
I don't think it's a bombshell, but I think it's something that the folks here in Nevada who have been prepping President Obama for the debates are pretty concerned about. I mean, the issue is less about Katrina. A lot of those statements that Obama made, other politicians were making. I remember being with Hillary Clinton in New Orleans and her making similar statements. I think the issue that they're most concerned about is this introduction in which Obama praises his former pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, probably the most controversial figure from Obama's past politically.
And he did that in this speech to black clergy. This was before he cut off ties with that pastor.
Wright is probably, if you were to sort of wake the Obama team up in the middle of the night and ask them the person that they are most afraid of, it is probably Reverend Wright, because he represents this kind of undercurrent of uncertainty and fear that some voters had about Obama in 2008, and it reignites a discussion of race that I don't think either campaign really wants to have.
Another thing on your list to look for tonight, how will 47%, of course, Mitt Romney's comments about the 47% of Americans being victims, and Libya, and that's a reference to the Obama administration's response to what happened in the attacks in Benghazi, Libya, now saying that it was a terrorist attack. And also there being reporting about how the administration was warned that there were problems, security issues that they ignored. You ask, how will that play out? How do you think it'll play out?
I think that's a huge issue. You know, technically this is supposed to be a debate about economic policy and domestic affairs. But the moderator, Jim Lehrer, has leeway to bring in pertinent current events. And I think Libya is almost certainly going to come up. You know, this is a pretty significant series of missteps. Hard to figure out at this point in time whether or not the missteps that led to the murder of Ambassador Chris Stevens in Benghazi, if we're looking at sort of serious strategic missteps by the administration in terms of not heeding warnings. There was a report that he was sort of threatened via Facebook, of all places, or if it's just sort of a public relations debacle for the White House. But either way, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to have to testify before Congress on this. In terms of a fundamental governance error, this was a pretty substantial one to have this late in the campaign. On the flip side, I think it's very clear from the debate preparations that the Obama people have undertaken here in Nevada that they intend to amplify that theme of the 40%, this hidden videotape in which Romney seems to discount 47% of the electorate that votes for Obama as a major thematic thrust in this debate. I mean, it dovetails so perfectly in with their larger argument about tax cuts and about Romney being out of touch with the middle class. I think you're going to hear the 47% number mentioned quite a number of times by Obama. Maybe that'll be the root of the drinking game for this debate.
I mean, there are people who have played games where they throw back a drink every time something is mentioned. 47% might be up there. I want to briefly mention social media. There are people saying the traditional post-debate spin room is dead because social media is commenting all through the debate, and Twitter has created the hashtags debates and Denver debate. The campaigns will be tweeting real-time responses. But I just want to touch on your last thing to look for in the Politico list, Bill Clinton. You say, who will use Bill Clinton to their advantage? The Romney campaign had thought that they could mine anger that Hillary Clinton fans might feel towards her former opponent. But then you had Bill Clinton's speech at the DNC. Didn't that obliterate that? I mean, do you think Bill Clinton really will come up?
I think Bill Clinton will be something that Obama is going to mention, just simply because he is the most popular Democratic politician in the country. And, you know, it's a very cruel business. Senate candidates, in the West and in some of the states where Romney isn't doing particularly well, are dropping him like a bad habit. But Bill Clinton's popularity has really made him a magnet for the Obama folks. And, having covered 2008 and watched the way that Chicago, Obama's campaign staff led by David Axelrod, the senior advisor, really went after Bill Clinton in a personal way, it has to be such a sweet feeling for the president, the former president, to be used in this context. And I think, my sense is Obama is going to tout the endorsement of Bill Clinton and talk about Bill Clinton being the last president to preside over surpluses.
Glenn Thrush, senior White House reporter for Politico, will link you to his article, Five Things to Watch For in Tonight's Debates, which begin at 9 o'clock East Coast time. Glenn, thanks so much.
Take care.